is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is, let's see, January, March, April 25th, 2019 is the Geeks Next Door episode 157 on Endgame Eve. How are you guys feeling?
I'm gonna throw
avoiding
up.
Avoiding spoilers like the plague.
No shit,
I
right? want
to find spoilers and just fuck with you guys.
Just stay off the internet for the next 12 hours.
Cool. Adam, I have tomorrow off, man. I know where you work, I'll just follow you around. All through Maple Grove.
I have tomorrow off too. We should have lunch.
Be right by your parents' house.
Ryan, you have tomorrow off. You want to have lunch?
I was thinking about taking it off.
Ooh, this could be a lunch fest going on. I'm telling you.
Aww.
Well, we ain't got nothing to talk about tonight because we talked about Game of Thrones all night on Tuesday. So, what are you going to talk about besides Game of Thrones?
Ryan, I just want to ask you one thing about Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Who's the old friend that, what's that guy's name? Who's the old friend that,
unclear.
Bran was waiting for?
Unclear.
Unclear. It's cool. Less clear than it was when we only saw one episode.
Let's see.
Actually, it was equally clear because there was no additional, like, anything. Like, he didn't meet anyone else since the first
ended
episode.
Ended episode one, and that's right where episode two starts.
Yeah, so what? Fucking
clear, it was clear.
My cat's breath smells like cat food.
Yes. What? That's what a cat's breath would smell like, is cat food.
Yeah.
It's delicious pizza.
So since we're not going to talk about Game of Thrones, because we already talked about it, unless you guys got some new insight you didn't share, what do you think? I guess we can talk a little bit. What was your thoughts and feelings besides the fact that Ryan owes me a pizza? What was your thoughts and feelings besides that?
I'm
going to say, friend of the podcast, D. Miller, is probably waiting very much for our discussion.
He's the only friend of the podcast.
That's not true. Oh, we have multiple friends of the podcast and many, many, many cohorts of the podcast in Japan.
What are you talking about? My wife listens to every episode.
That's right.
Yeah, but she's a spouse.
It's not out of
podcast.
Friendship. It's out of obligation. Like, oh. They would be so pissed.
Okay, well, let's talk about stuff.
At least she's obligated to do something. Not the rest of you, at least. Chris, this is Amy's tried.
Hey, I think it's based on longevity of marriage. After so long, they just give up. They're like, fuck this, I'm done. After like the 8 or 9 year mark, they're like, hey, you do your own thing, I'll do my own thing, fuck you. That's just my theory.
That sounds fucking terrible.
Tonight was, are you guys doing your podcast tonight? I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay.
Wait a minute, something different? Are we supposed to be go see an Endgame for the first time? Or?
I don't know. Or maybe she was just thinking, maybe I wouldn't? I don't know.
Amy.
It's like on a Tuesday, and she's like, are you going to go play again? You're like, yeah, I've been doing this for a fucking long time.
Amy did, she did mention that Amber had no idea about Ryan being so adamant about the fact that she doesn't know who Bran is waiting for. And that she's eagerly awaiting the result.
I think that it was probably Jamie. But this has nothing to do with season or episode, the next episode, because the next episode really didn't add more to that. But
why not?
Having rewatched parts of episode one, I thought, it's probably Jamie. But, so I'll give Chris the points. Chris, you're the winner. I'll bring in pizza.
I don't want the
up
points.
All the ingredients so small that you can't pick them off, as planned.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about it, though. I mean, shit that we already talked about, we can kind of skip over, unless you find it super interesting. But what'd you think of episode two? Ryan hated it. We all know that. Anybody
Ryan
else?
Doesn't like plot. Ryan hates plot.
No, I dislike the things that were missing.
What was missing?
I like the things that were there. The things that were missing was John reuniting with his wolf.
I don't give a fuck about that.
Which was like his buddy for like several seasons, and like they were close, and he saved his life and shit like that. And then he was gone for season 7, and then he reappeared and was just like chilling in the background. What? I've been here the whole time.
That was a little out of place. I'll give you that. Like, wait, was that fucking ghost?
They didn't have any dragons in some, so they can have dragon or a wolf. We never see the dragon and the wolf at the same time.
Ooh, maybe so they're the same thing.
That's not a fucking dragon werewolf.
Yeah, it could be.
Okay. I'm gonna just. Yes, that's very unlikely. The other thing was, I didn't like how... It was really two things. It was just, like, two things where they skipped over stuff where I feel like they could have added a little more and it would have been smoother and better. When Tyrion was talking to Bran and he said, hey, we're stuck at the castle, we might as well talk. And then, like two scenes later, they cut to Tyrion in a similar room with similar lighting, sitting next to someone on a chair, but it was his brother. And it was like, I guess that was a quick conversation. It was like, oh, you're awkward, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, that was just bad editing.
Poor editing. Yeah, we talked about that. That's poor editing. You're right. I give you points on the fact that that was poor editing.
And then Theon and Sansa got back together, and they showed like a montage picture of it, and that was it. You know, I just wanted more. I just wanted them to develop more.
Because there was the scene when he first arrives and she runs towards him and hugs him after he declares his allegiance to Winterfell and he wants to fight for them. And then later on, they had their little moment over a bowl of soup.
While
there was a narrative going on in the background talking about the lives at stake in Winterfell.
No, there wasn't a narrative.
No, it was a song.
Like, Jennifer was born on the eaves of the hill. And then, like, they're showing
closing
she's fine. I don't mind montage. But I just...
closing song to the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was singing it. It was so important I sang it.
Well, it did have plot issues and intertwined in it.
It was montage mode, and that's fine. They showed thing in a montage where they, like, show images and da-da-da. I like it. It's cool. Do it. But I just felt like... some of the things that were just deserved a little more time to develop. Like, if they put a half an hour more of just a couple pieces, it would have been amazing. And they, I felt like some people were short, what's the word? Sold short.
Cheated.
I like it. Not given their due. Because it's tough. I give them, it's difficult. You have all these important and interesting and people with personalities all in this one episode all together, which you don't normally have, and giving them all a little attention is hard, but I think it's what you need to do on your final season. I'm not making excuses for anybody.
Okay.
That's my opinion, but I still liked all the content that was there. I liked, I just wish there was a little bit more in some areas to fill it out.
Okay, well, let's talk about that song. That song was about people dying and having sex and stuff, right?
I think so.
Nope.
Okay. Feel free to comment then.
It was about a woman who married someone, again, you know, against the wishes of his, like a guy married a girl against the wishes of her father. And ultimately gave up his claim to the throne.
Yeah, it was weird that they just decided to put that in there.
Yeah, I wonder why.
No, it doesn't fit like anything at all, right? Someone loves someone that they're willing to give up their claim to the throne.
Yeah, that means John's going to give up his claim because he wants to be with Dany. I understand.
Because he's the best. And then you could always win every argument. It's like, yeah, I gave up a fucking throne for you.
Then she's also going to give up her throne, which means that Tyrion will die.
Tyrion's going to be in charge,
no,
baby.
No, Tyrion not died. Sam. He's going to be dead in the crypts. Everybody knows the crypts are not safe. The crypts are not safe. Oh, my God. I'm going to be in the crypts. Are you going to be in the crypts? We're going to be in the crypts. Are you going to be in the crypts? We're all going to be in the crypts. Well, we'll be safe in the crypts. Like, okay.
It's going to be Sam. That's my stamp of approval, or that's my lock of the week.
It's not a, you can't do that. It's over a month away. You can't have a lock of the week.
Why not?
No, it was a fine episode, right? Brienne was my favorite, I think. She's all got out Tyrion and stuff, and so she's dead, I mean, unfortunately.
So, yeah. Right. Why doesn't Why don't they build like a cool like hand attachment for Jamie, which like make a dragon glass, like a big blade, so they can fight with one hand and fucking stab him with the other hand.
Or even if it's just like some spikes on the side of his mostly blocking utensil.
Why don't they make a dragon, right? A dragon fly way over here and another dragon flying over here, and they, between them is a cool dragon glass fucking wire, and it just goes like brrr, and cuts all the fucking White Walkers down.
That's a good idea, too. I think their fire works fine, honestly. It seems like it works fine.
Yeah, but when they fire, do you see when they like, you know, they go like, they kind of slow down a little bit. The fire's pushing back in. So I'm like, slice through them with dragon glass.
I don't know, man. They seem to be having a hard time making as much as they could as quickly as they could.
I don't know, man. Fucking Arya goes, hey, bitch, I threw some knives for like three knives. Make me my thing. And he's like, all right.
Yeah, you would too if she was like, I know what you want. You don't want this. You don't actually want the weapon for most. I know what you want.
It's funny. That's how she paid her dues.
A Lannister. Wait, a Stark always pays her dues with sex.
A Stark always pays with vagina. it's a lesser known motto.
Is that their new motto? Yeah. Okay, well, be offended.
You're not a Stark.
The honorable house of Stark. I feel like I can't be saying that shit about them.
It is. No. It's funny. My mom's watching season one right now.
Uh-oh.
And Ned just died, and she's like, man, I thought, you know, it's almost the end of season one, and they just killed Ned, and he was my favorite character. Like, oh, just get ready. Oh. Just get ready. Everyone you love will die.
Oh, mom. She's going to be in for a treat. Is she trying to binge it like Ryan did?
No. They're retired now, and they have time to watch it. So,
right, she's going to be like, man, I really like Theon's penis, man. What? Oh, no! What happened to that?
Is this the first time we ever saw Bran smile? I think it might be the very first time she ever smiled. And
I think it might be.
It made me so happy to see her smile.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
And did you did a little bit of you want to see a three-way between her, fucking Jamie, and the Giant's Bane? Just a little bit. Come on.
No part of me.
Oh, come on, Ryan. Really? Don't be so hetero.
Don't be a baby.
God, Ryan, what the fuck? You're so like.
I like her. I don't think she's that attractive. I'd rather watch Giant Bane and what's his name?
Jamie.
Jamie. Just those two. That's fine.
I knew it.
If you look at her without her makeup on, she looks really good.
It's true.
She doesn't look so tall.
But why you gotta be...
She doesn't look so tall? Like, putting on that heightening makeup.
That's our Adam. Anything else? Or, I mean, do we want to put bets on who we think is going to die? Or because it's going to be a lot of people. It's going to be very sad.
Thought we knew who died.
I'm talking about this next episode. Like, this episode, I think we're going to lose some people, and it's not going to be fun.
I think we're going to lose, like, half the people.
Well, I mean, that way we can, like Ryan said, then we can focus more on the people that are around and left alive, right?
There is that.
I don't know if we're going to lose half the people.
No, but it'll be at least a handful. Let's say a handful. Four or five.
Sure.
Five of the major players at Winterfell.
Really? We got to go major players. Is Grey Worm a major player?
I would say major players are anybody who has a name that is in a lot of scenes or has had a fairly good arc or personality and arc throughout the story. So all those people have arcs and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. I'm going to say Grey Worm Missandei. Boom. I have no problem with that dying.
Wait, because her? You don't think she's going to die?
No, I think it's just
she's going to be in the crypts.
That's true. The crypts are not safe. I just feel like she's going to be like... I don't know. I feel like she's... I don't know. I don't see her dying in the crypts. I see one of them dying so that we can see how they interact when the other one's dead.
Right. Well, see, it's going to be him because he's already said, I'm going to retire.
Yeah. I got... Right. I'm too old for this shit.
And then she said, my people are totally bad. Like, basically, we're nonviolent. And I just want to see her, like... eating someone's face and like just going crazy.
Wait, why would she? Oh, because she's undead. Because
she said she's non-violent.
Right, but I didn't know why she would eat somebody's face. Yeah, that's the part you skipped over, buddy.
Well, I figured it could be one of two things. Like, she goes crazy. I mean, Tormund eats people's faces. Like, and he just does it. Because he suckled at a giant's teat. He had giant milk in him.
Yeah, he has, like, one more day till retirement, so he's probably going to die.
Right, I think Jorah could die. Because that would be, like, a very emotional thing for Danny. I think he could die.
Oh, yeah.
I think Theon has got his... He's effectively got his redemption arc.
Theon can die.
I think he could die.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I wouldn't be shocked if anyone... Like, there's very few people that, if they died, I'd be shocked. Probably Danny.
I would be shocked.
I'm not sure I'd be shocked.
I would be shocked. She seems like she hasn't even, like... finish what she needs to do, like,
right,
and I don't know what she needs to do. I don't know what it is. I don't know what her, like, end game is, but she doesn't seem like she has gotten to her end game yet.
I do like how she said she's looking forward to seeing another face of death.
Yes,
like, she, like,
yes,
Gendry doesn't know.
You don't know what he stepped in. No, no, no. You don't put your dick in crazy, man. I'm telling you.
Who's done that before?
Adam.
That's true.
Varys. Varys could die. You know, the spider.
I think Sansa. Sansa might die.
Nah, I think Sansa needs to. She's like the figurehead of the North right now.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
Because she's the one the North. She's the one the North trusts. Yeah, right now.
That's why I think she's going down. Is because, like, she's like a soft female character. I don't know how else to put it.
What the fuck does that mean?
I think she knows how to play the Game of Thrones, right?
She is. She's actually the most politically savvy of the Northerners, yep, if you think about it. Like, Jon's too, like, righteous and one and pigheaded and stubborn and sees one way.
Yeah.
And she knows. She's been fucked over, like, seven times till Tuesday. Not literally, but so she knows, like, well, and literally. But she...
Yeah, she's been literally and figuratively fucked over.
But Tyrion was nice to her, so... So, yeah, she plays the game the best, I mean, of all of them up there. You might actually say she plays the game best of almost anybody up there. Like, who else does?
Littlefinger.
Yeah, he's dead.
No, well, she outplayed him.
Yep, he used to play pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, now I don't play no more.
Homie, don't play that.
Yeah. I don't know. They might hit us with, you know what? They might hit us with, fuck you guys, don't know what you're talking about. We're going to kill somebody off that, you know what? And nobody's safe. Fuck you. This is what we do. Nobody's safe. Guess what? John dies. Fuck you.
I could see it being, like, not as bad on the battlefield, but, like, for example, the entire crypt being the loss, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And, like, there being some weird, like... Like, that would be an awkward and weird thing, but I could see something. I actually don't have a clue, but I think a lot. It's so open. There's so many things that could happen. I like that about the show, in that I think some shows you'd kind of know.
Yeah.
Like, most shows you'd, like,
yeah,
have an 80% chance of being correct, and you'd know exactly what was going to happen. But Game of Thrones has done well of keeping you on your toes there.
That is true. It's a true statement.
I just think if they killed, they're going to kill more later as the episodes go on. I think they're going to pull, like, because they still have the other army to battle. I'm trying to figure out, right? Cersei had a bunch of money to buy the Golden Company, right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone else have a bunch of money to make a deal with that fucking dude from the Iron Bank and say, like, hey, no, actually, I paid more. And then they turn. I'm trying to figure out if there's anyone who else has a bunch of money that would be willing to.
Do you guys?
That would be a fun thing to pay more.
Is it 100% certainty that they win the battle?
No,
because I mean,
no. I think it falls.
They had that thing where he said, "Go to the Iron Isles, or a place that she can retreat to if she needs to." That they said that. I mean, that was just a small little line, but it's interesting they put that in
and
there.
And it also just could excuse that lady leaving, but that's
true.
Could open the door for that possibility. Yeah. So I agree. I feel like they're going to win, but I think that they could lose and they could retreat. And they could retreat south, or they could retreat across the water.
Okay.
You know, it is.
Of all the castles you see, which one would you defend? I have mine because it's fucking the they say the Eerie is the most defendable cast because it's built on a fucking mountain, and there's one way in. There's the fucking, and there's the giant gates.
That's the one in the sky, right?
That's the one with the moon door, right?
The moon gate.
Right. It seems to be the best defended, best one because it's built on a fucking mountain.
But the thing is, I feel the real risk is, you know, this is like control magic, okay? So control magic works. It's a 2-for-1. You cast control magic, you gain a creature, the other guy loses a creature. Same thing happens here at Winterfell. Every time someone dies, the Night King gains another person to his army. And if they're putting up a strong resistance here, which looks like they're going to, then there's a great possibility, if they were to lose, that the army is like, if it was already so strong that they lost at defending Winterfell, you know, I mean, it could go into like post-apocalyptic version of the show, but basically they're done, I think.
I don't think so. Right. With Cersei's army, with everybody from the south, with the army from across the straits, with any remnants from Winterfell, I think they could put up another fight.
I guess other countries provide.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, I'm like, okay, kid, you kill one of the guys, you know, one of the undead, not the actual guys who create the undead. If you basically kill them, can they be brought back again?
Yeah, it seemed like they don't actually. Well, I guess with Dragonglass, it's a good question.
Wait, have we seen in the past that when you kill the ones that make them, the ones that they made fall as well?
Yes. Remember when
I think we did see that. Like last season. So
we saw in season 7 when they were like basically a bunch of them and they were going to try to steal one.
Yeah.
But like they shot one of the big ones and like the rest of them fell. Except for one of the random ones that was like, rah, rah,
rah, and they maxed him up and kept him away, yes.
Okay, so that's definitely, I mean, it's funny they haven't mentioned that as a tactic, like, you know,
John said that
you need to find the Night King.
Yeah, he said just said the Night King. He didn't say anything about, like, the ones that created the whites or whatever.
The generals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. He didn't mention that the whites do apparently have created some and apparently control some, so that there is value in killing those ones too.
If you kill the controller of the controllers,
well, sure. That's what the hope is, right? Yeah, and that's what their whole plan is. That's what gives me hope that they're going to win. Is that they have a plan that's not just let's fight. They're going to try to lure him in, and you know.
What about stick Bran in the middle of a field somewhere?
What about what's her name, Maleficent?
Melisandre.
There you go.
Yeah,
she can turn into a dragon.
Well, all right. So, it's all about fire and ice, right? She creates fire, the Night King creates ice.
Yep.
So, what can she do something about those undead? Like, can she turn them?
Adam's right. Her and the Night King are gonna get together and make a baby. You're right, Adam. You're right.
No, I think they need to figure out how to reverse the spell that created him.
That's what I'm thinking, is that she's going to play some intricate role.
Bran saw it. They saw the Children of the Forest shove that piece of green dragon glass into his chest.
Wait, they can't just kill him, you don't think? They have to unmake him? Why do they have to do that? Can't they just cut his head off?
No, I think they might be able to kill him. But
you think it's just going to be that, just kill him and everything is good?
Yeah, why not?
Well, it might be.
Well, because I feel like it feels better to, like, basically undo what has been done.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, maybe if you kill him, well, I guess I think you could probably kill him, and it might be over. But it might be hard to kill him because he's got those special powers. But I don't see there's any reason that you couldn't just kill him.
Yeah, me either. Adam, to your point, what if Melisandre's makes her reappearance in the crypt and helps defend the crypt and dies down there?
I don't know that she... I mean, they haven't brought her in yet, so that might be a huge, like, story coming through. I'm not sure.
She's also very evil. She's evil.
Yeah, but...
She made mistakes.
Well,
she's really evil.
She read the flames wrong. I agree she's evil, but like, she claims she made a mistake.
Sure.
And then she was like, all right.
Just like anything, a true believer in something, you know. can make lots of mistakes.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I just for some reason think that like you can't just kill him.
Sure. Okay. Well, what makes it fun is that we don't know for sure, right? We get to actually figure out. There's so many times when you go into a movie and you know what you're going to see.
Right.
Or you're pretty sure what you're going to see. And this one, I don't really know, man. It could go several ways to Sunday, and it'd be kind of fun to see either way, other than the fact that people are going to die.
Remember back in where Melisandre was? No, where was it? Like, on the other continent, there was other worshippers of the fire god or whatever he calls himself.
The Lord of Light, yeah.
The Lord of Light, yeah. I could imagine a situation where Melisandre arrives, like, at a key moment with, like, Lord of Life flame sword carrying, like... Although that would be a little cheap, wouldn't it? But, like... Okay, so that might happen, but that might feel cheap. But
wait,
it could happen.
Maybe they ride in on griffins, too, and they're like, like, wait, what the fuck's a griffin? Shut up, we have them!
And the warlocks show up, and they're using their spells and shit. That'd be fucking tight. But I think more likely, if Melisandre does show up, which I give it, let's give it a 15% chance. If she did, I think she'll be like, they'll show that she's been there all along, but like, with a hood on, or like... with her like necklace off, so she looks like an old woman in the crypt, and then she puts her necklace on and she's like, okay, let me use fire powers.
Okay, I'll buy it. Dave 2, what's your hot take? What give me something outlandish that's gonna happen, such as Melisandre on griffins.
I think the Night King's not there.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah, he went and did something else. It actually makes sense. If that's how your army gets stopped, is you die, there's no reason for you to be on the battlefield, right?
I think he took his dragon and went south.
I can see that. So that brings up my next question. Do you think, even if they win, do you think the Night King dies in this next episode?
Oh, no.
Really?
No, I think they'll give it.
Because their whole plan is to kill him with the trap with Bran, right?
Yeah, I don't think...
I could totally see for show pacing that they wrap up the Night King story in this episode.
So can I. But, you know, maybe he just leaves and goes back north to rebuild his army in another 1,000 years or something.
Well, whatever that resolution is, though, I think that'll be the end of it, this episode. Like,
think
there
so.
Won't be any more after this.
Okay, that's what you think. Adam says no. What do you guys think?
It's tough.
I think he'll be defeated. Yes, I think he'll be defeated.
Interesting.
Like, okay. I'm not going to say he's dead,
but he's defeated, and he's effectively he's out of the story.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I have no. I don't actually lean one way or the other. I don't know. Like, I think it could go both ways.
No, I'm with you, Chris. I actually like just don't freaking know.
Yeah, but regardless, it'd be fun. It kind of sucks that it's on Sundays at 8:30 because it'd be fun to watch with people. But we're old and we have kids and we can't do that.
Right.
You know, yeah. It'd be better if it was...
It's a long one, so you gotta watch it right away.
Yeah.
Dave's gotta watch it right away, because it'll stay up too late.
As soon as the kids go to bed, it goes on.
Boom. Well, especially episodes like this, where you know it's gonna be a big kind of lots of shit going down, and you're like, ah, it'd be fun to hang out with friends and be like, oh my god, did you see that? But, but that's just a pipe dream from 10, 15 years ago.
We can imagine it, though.
Yeah, we can imagine how much fun it would be.
You guys would be, like, talking to the shit. I'd be like, shut the fuck up! 100% focus!
But that's what pauses for.
Let's see. Me and Chris will be talking. Adam might talk. Dave, too, and Ryan will be like, we're not there yet. We're not there yet.
Our kids are still awake.
Like, they're not there yet. These kids don't listen to me.
Yeah.
Could be.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll see. I look forward to it. Let's get to the more important topic. Endgame is happening right now. People are watching Avengers fucking movie right now. Amy's turned to me around 9 o'clock and she said, we should have saw the movie tonight. And I was like, what? Who are you? We never see Thursday night movies.
She would never made it.
Oh, no.
She would have never made it.
Well, that's the point. Like, we never go Thursdays anymore because you have to get up for work and the babies have to... People can't really babysit on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
I've thought about that, too. Like, ugh.
I can avoid spoilers for the next, whatever, you know, 12 hours or whatever. 24 hours.
Yeah. Not a problem.
I mean, Reddit has done a good job of of keeping people from downvoting any people that put up spoilers.
Did you see that Twitter by Elon Musk?
Elon Musk made a new Twitter?
A whole new Twitter?
Is it better? Is it battery powered?
Twitter 2.0.
I think it might have been fake, but I think he put out a tweet that said, "How about I just buy Twitter and just shut it down.
Suspend it for one day." That is funny.
just shut it down.
But there was also a tweet where he says, like, there's so many fake tweets and memes about me on Twitter, no one will ever know when I really tweet something.
Yeah, I don't think it was him.
Well, regardless, it's a funny idea, regardless.
Yeah, so. No, I think it's super funny that...
Yeah, so, I don't know. I might take Monday off. I'm telling you, I gotta recuperate from all my favorite superheroes dying and all my Game of Thrones friends dying. Might just go somewhere and cry all day.
You just live in it.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll go back to work. I'm gonna need the distraction of work to get...
just put your mind... But, friend of the show, Tiffany, did put a thing up there that I thought was really important, really fun. Went to pee during the Endgame movie.
Yes, yeah. I saw that.
And I made sure to comment. I said, like, that's especially important for Ryan.
It is, true.
I should check that out. I'm usually pretty good, so I...
Yes.
Probably check that out.
This is long enough where... And probably have an energy drink, and those two things together.
Yep. So basically, it's actually pretty... There's only three, and they're all pretty easy to notice. She said, it says, when the San Francisco title card comes on screen, so, you know, it says, bah, San Francisco, that's a good time to go and pee. when the New Jersey title card comes up on screen, bah, New Jersey, time to go pee. Or when the Hulk is having lunch, time to go pee.
Shit, so San Francisco, New York...
Wait a minute. No, New Jersey.
We know San Francisco.
New Jersey.
We know there's New Jersey. Shit. And we know someone has lunch.
It looks Hulk like lunch. It looks like all
Chris,
of those.
You said no spoilers.
It looks like all those things. Basically, shit happens, but like you could miss it and you'd be fine, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing to know, you know. I guess
they really should have an intermission. I mean,
that's what. Why do they not just have a 5-minute intermission? It's not going to fuck with your times. I mean, come on.
It probably would make more money for the. The theaters.
Yeah,
too.
They could go fucking do concessions in 5 minutes, and
that is true. Because right. Actually, in some ways, the theaters are getting screwed by the long movie, but maybe they get compensated by that break where people can go like,
yeah, so now like let's fucking extrapolate it. It's like, sure, they have an intermission, right? But if when you leave, they charge you $5 to get back in.
Why?
Because
that doesn't make any
more
sense.
Money.
Or they just make it all pay toilets.
Yeah, Adam, see, I agree right there.
I don't know. I think that's a really good idea. In fact, I wonder if a theater could say, we want to put in an intermission and, like, just, like, 5 minutes or whatever. Can they do that? Can they decide to interrupt a movie on their own?
I don't know.
I don't know. Disney might be like,
fuck
Disney.
Fuck you.
Digital.
I own this movie. I can push pause. Do-do-do-do, intermission, do-do-do-do, make hot dogs dance across the screen, do-do-do-do-do-do, and then you come back.
I would approve if they did that shit. That'd be great. They'd be like, you guys, at the beginning, one of those like nice people came and said, like, hey, everybody, we're just thinking that at an hour and 20 minutes in, it's a good breaking point, so we'll pause the movie for 5 minutes so people can use the restroom. I'd be like, yeah, woo! Because I don't want to miss one.
And then they said, that was a test. Get out.
Wait, what? What kind of theater does Dave run?
Hey, I run
an unsuccessful
most common.
Go in there, fucking just suck it up for 3 hours. It's not that hard.
It's called Con Artist 13. Come on in, and we'll take all your money.
It's like, suck it up.
You're going to get negative reviews.
There's also a chance, on every movie, there's a random seat, and underneath that seat... is a free delicious pizza brought to you by Ryan Thomas.
I thought you were going to say a bomb.
Speaking of
no bombs in there.
Speaking of free shit, so Dave, too, the NFL draft is happening today, is that correct?
Yeah, it's going on right now.
Most people don't watch it, I can see it up on my screen. So ooh! There's only three important things we need to talk about. Who went first?
Kyler Murray.
He's the guy that could also play baseball, right?
Yes.
Fuck. Bo Jackson.
Go pluck and play baseball so you don't get CTE. Who the Vikings took first round?
They took
Bo Jackson.
Center Garrett Bradbury out of NC State.
Yeah, because the Vikings love smart centers who go like to Harvard or get 4.0 GPAs. And then also the dude at the beginning who won season tickets to the Giants for 100 years.
What?
He won, there was some sort of contest, and he won season tickets for his favorite team for 100 years.
Why?
It's a pretty good prize.
It's a really fucking good prize. The guy looks so happy. He's like, "Oh my god!" Ah!
Oh, that was a super fan. Yeah, that was a super fan.
Yeah, it was something kind of cool. I don't know. That's all I saw when I turned it on. I was like, "That's neat. Cool." All right, so football talk over. That's all. I just wanted to get those out of the way.
Did you say taco?
Football taco over. yeah, it was cool though. Okay. So yeah, who's gonna die? No, let's not talk about more death.
Football.
Because even to Ryan's point, even Endgame, we kind of almost feel like we know what's going to happen, right? Like you can kind of deduce how they're gonna win, that they're probably going to win, who are the few that are probably gonna die, but you don't have that same type of mystery as you do Game of Thrones, where it could go either way, it could go a different direction. So that's very interesting kind of dichotomy of the two things that are happening
so,
this weekend.
Like, say you go, you're gonna go fight Thanos. What's gonna make him fight?
Because you're gonna take his fucking stones and you're gonna make go back in time and reverse it. And he doesn't want you to do that.
But who can control him?
Jesus.
I don't think they're gonna. I don't think they're gonna fight Thanos. I think they're going to
fuck
persuade
him.
Thanos.
You think so? I don't know, man.
Mark my word.
How can he be persuaded? He seems so settled in his course of action.
I know, but he's now had the future to think about it.
But what did he lose? The only thing he lost was Gamora, which he seemed willing to sacrifice. Like, he doesn't give a fuck about the rest of the universe.
He's content.
I don't know if this is going to happen, but I could see it happen. I could see it being...
My thing is, like, say like, they find him, they're like, oh, here he is. It's like, they show up, and he's like, we're going to fight you. And he's like, okay.
I think we're going to see two Thanoses. I think we're going to see current state. They're going to show up. I mean, they're going to show up, and he's like, sorry, I can't help you. Look at there. Gauntlet. Broken. Nothing we can do. All done.
Well, they got to go back in time, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think that happens later.
Got to go back in time.
I think that now we're going to get a whole bunch of depressed scenes, and then Ant-Man shows up, and he goes, hey, I got a time machine.
No, Ant-Man's going to be like, hey, I like your butt.
I can't wait till this is done so Adam stops mentioning that.
That's true.
They would be good if that was how they want.
They go back in time and they challenge him before he even starts collecting the stones.
Damn right.
That's what I'm going with.
Gotta go back in time.
Before he gets the power stone?
Yes. Before he gets maybe even the first one.
That's
don't know.
Yeah, that was the power stone from
Xandar
or whatever, yeah.
Well, we never saw because he had the Mind Stone because he gave it Loki in the Loki Pokey Stick. Loki had the staff in the first Avengers.
Yeah, but he gave that to him, right?
Right. So the first stone he technically had would have been the Mind Stone.
Sure, but that was lost to him and he couldn't get it back. So there was a point where he was trying to collect them all himself, and the first one he took was the Power Stone, right?
Like Pokemon.
Yeah. There was I think it was an SNL sketch or something where they're like, oh my god, a Jigglypuff, throw a ball at it, catch it. And it throws the ball and like splits its head open and stuff, and Jigglypuff dies. And he's like, why did you throw it so hard? Oh my god, you killed Jigglypuff.
You just have to throw it near it.
Jigglypuff's the best one.
It was funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
I don't know, Snorlax is pretty great.
Yeah, I do like Snorlax too.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of variations on like things we have already seen, which is going to be cool. So I'd like to see Xandar. I think that would be fun to see, because to see the whole Nova Corps fighting against Black Order and Thanos' troops.
That'd be fun to see.
And I'd like to see whatever Captain Marvel doing shit across the universe, doing some shit. That would be cool.
Okay.
I think Thor is going to aim for the balls this time instead.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, he's going to aim right for the balls.
So You can watch one for the rest of your life, but only one. Which one do you pick?
Guardians.
No, no.
The first one?
No, no. One. You get to watch Game of Thrones for the rest of the season, or you get to watch Endgame. Which one do you pick? You can only get one, though.
Oh.
I'll watch Endgame.
I watch Game of Thrones.
Shit, I don't know.
That's a hard choice. You guys are cavalier. You're like, I'll obviously do this, but it's hard. It's hard.
I went with my heart.
One movie and one TV, right? So yep. There's my movie, there's my TV.
No, that's not the way it works, Ryan. You get to pick one from either one.
I like that Ryan is a verb.
I think
it's a descriptor term.
I think I would really like.
It's a game assist.
I think my heart would want me to choose Endgame, but I think the fact that I don't know what's going to happen more in Game of Thrones makes me want to finish Game of Thrones. Unfortunately.
But fortunately, you don't have to choose.
You're right. Best of both worlds. Unless I die on Friday.
Chicks with dicks. The best of both worlds. Adam, come on, you know that.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
yeah, yes, it's a pretty good weekend.
Stuff. Besides that stuff, anything else? Well, there's a fuckload of pictures of pizzas on the fucking thing. What's all that for?
Who put all those pizzas?
What
up
kind
there?
Of pizzas are those? By
they
the way?
Just look like basic pepperoni pizzas.
It's all huh.
Right. I just want like I want one of those Ryan Thomas handcrafted pizzas where he makes the dough and he's slapping that dough around, getting all nice.
I don't like that because like Chris, you like that pizza? I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good. You know what's in the dough? Like, what's in the dough? My essence. I'm like, oh no, God, what did you do?
He's like semen. He's like semen. Animal semen. Like,
oh! Let's burn this motherfucker down.
Pokey. So I put one thing. I thought it was. So Will Smith has this movie coming out called Gemini Man.
Yeah, I saw the first trailer. I kind of ignored it. What's it about?
So basically, he plays like an assassin, right? And he's hunting this other assassin, and he's all like, "Why is this fucking assassin so fucking good?" It's because 15 years earlier they cloned him. They made a clone of him. So it's basically old Will Smith hunting young Will Smith, and they're doing the. They're doing the CG thing that makes everyone look young.
Hey, I'm better than that. If they're like, hey, Jaden's playing young me. I'm like, God damn it. Can you stop putting fucking Jaden in movies with you?
that would be great.
I would laugh.
Well, didn't they have a movie like that? The Jumper or whatever?
They had...
Bruce Willis?
Looper.
Looper. Yeah.
Jumper.
That did not have Jaden Smith in it.
That was a time travel one where it's like they would basically whenever the bad guys would need to clean up something, they would send people back in time to the exact point, and then the young version basically they would kill themselves. They would send a person back, and then the assassins would kill them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's true. That's what happened. What's that fucking movie that Jaden Smith was in with his dad?
Oh, that looks awesome.
After
Dave.
Earth.
Bananas?
I never saw After Earth. Did you guys see After Earth?
Yeah, I saw After Earth.
Did you? I couldn't.
I tried.
I couldn't. I never got around to it. It was like on, and I was
I toughed through it.
Yeah. I think I saw parts of it, and I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, it's basically like they're fighting these monsters that are designed to smell fear. So that's why he's like, oh, Will Smith is all like, man, fear is what kills you, blah, 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 blah. And like he gets really injured when the spaceship crashes and he can't move. Basically, Jaden's got to go and run to the back half of the ship and climb mountains and all kinds of stuff. But he's always in his ear, so that's why he's like telling him things like that. So that's how they keep him connected by... So
Will Smith had it easy. He just had to sit there the whole time.
Sit there, yes.
It's got to be hard to raise your kid being super famous. And like they don't have to ever do anything if they don't want to. And they can just be fine.
It's kind of be hard to be like you before you became super famous. You had another kid, but then you get married and like you're super famous, and your wife is also famous, and then you have kids, and you treat those kids slightly, well, not slightly better than you treat your original kid.
Who are you referring to?
Will Smith.
He had a first
kid?
He did
that?
Who's his first kid? Yeah.
His first kid, like with you know, like with some other woman. Basically, he's old. Look him up. Yeah, and then it's all like Jaden and whatever Willow Smith are with whatever that the whatever her name is.
Jada
Pinkett Smith.
Jada, yeah.
Yeah, but then Trey Smith. Like he, yeah, Trey. He has his first kid that you never hear anything about because he just doesn't seem. Maybe he cares so much that he just doesn't want to. You know, get him in the spotlight, or he doesn't care about him at all.
Well, how old is he? Is he older? Or
he's older.
I mean,
what is he like? It's probably like it had to be in like when he got, had a kid when he was like in the like yeah what
Fresh Prince
probably like 25, 26.
He was born in 92. It looks like
92. Yep.
So, yeah, so when was Fresh Prince?
that's right around there because that's 28. He's 28.
Fresh Prince was 90 to 96, so yeah, it was right away. God, he was super young then. I know he had a kid. God, he like did a good job of keeping that kid under wraps.
Right?
I didn't know that either. That is interesting.
He's a, I think, is he a DJ? Is that what I see?
See, that's what's it. You're going to be a DJ?
Huh. Ryan? There's not even a Wikipedia link to him.
See? He kept him under wraps. He used his Scientology
powers. What kind of pizza is that, Ryan?
Cockroach pizza?
Yeah, the fucking...
Oh, looks delicious, though.
The link in Wikipedia just links back to Will Smith's personal page. Yep. That's kind of fucked up. Huh.
It's Scientology.
God, now I kind of want to find him and be like, God damn, man, what's up? What's up with your dad? Tell me about it. Does Jada hate you? Do you come over for Thanksgiving still?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, maybe she just dislikes him so much because it's a reminder of like the one time Will slept with someone that wasn't her.
Oh, come on. That still happens on the nightly and you know it.
Cherie Zampino.
Oh, yeah, Cherie, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard of her.
Married in 92. They had a baby that year and then divorced in 95.
Hmm. Oh, so it wasn't with Aunt Viv? That's good.
Aunt Viv. Yeah, it was first Aunt Viv. That's why she had to leave. So Dave, did you watch any of Gotham or this last or the season finale?
Season finale was tonight. I have not watched it yet.
Okay, because I know they are doing something. They're like jumping 10 years in the future so that they're having Batman actually show up.
Yeah. So I haven't. I don't
okay. Really. Happened, I interesting.
Yeah, really? So I guess it's a big time jump. Yeah,
last episode was a big fight and between, you know, because this whole season has been about the villains and making the villains even stronger, and I think they're on the third rendition of the Joker or something like that.
He's back and better than ever.
Well, no, they got, hey, this is they really teased this guy up at being the Joker. He had the laugh, he had the smile, then they killed him. Then his twin brother, same actor, comes in and he's all about the revenge over the death of his brother, and
right.
He starts to crack and he goes insane, and you think, okay, well maybe we're getting the insane Joker. Then he dies, but then this new guy, same actor, shows up and he's like the personification of both the two brothers in
right.
One.
Well, so see, and now that actually I
insane
yeah.
Going
right
on.
Because yes, that's because they used Hugo Strange resurrected him. That was this whole thing. Yeah, so Hugo Strange, the guy who was doing all the experiments at Arkham, yeah, basically resurrected him by combining, like, the parts, because parts of him was just, like, parts of each of them were destroyed, you know, like, when they died, because the one time he fell off a building, and he was able to resurrect him. So that's what it kind of is, but I just think it's weird. And, yeah, so I'm kind of interested. I haven't watched a lot of it. I just, every once in a while, I check in on it. Or read some wiki on it.
Gotcha.
But I'm interested in that. And then on a connected note, they're making a Pennyworth 10-episode series, which is about Alfred during the 60s being a badass before he was hired by the Waynes.
When he was in the military?
Right. When he was like in London in the 60s and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're trying. So I mean that's always good. I'm always gonna be like, you know, I always try.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys remember on Tuesday when I was mentioning the fact that the world's coming to an end?
Yep.
Yes.
And the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah, for those of those that weren't here on Tuesday, my proof is that everything is ending this year. Game of Thrones is ending, Avengers series, Star Wars. How long have we been playing my game? 3-4 years? That ended this year. Dave's game's like 2 years going. That ended this year. My other Thursday night game ended this year. Supernatural decided that they're going to end next year, but they're never going to get to it because the world ends. And I figured out, I found out why.
Arrow's ending this year.
Arrow's ending this year, sure. Do you remember in 2012, that was the big year that the Mayan calendar was supposed to end the world? They even made a movie called 2012 where everything, the poles shift and the world ends. Well, it turns out that they read the calendar wrong, and it's actually the 2012 was the start of a 7-year cycle that ends at 2019. So 2019 is actually when the apocalypse ends or starts. So 2019, get your ducks in a row because the apocalypse is starting. Luckily, they're wrapping up everything we need to see. I just hope it's by December. I don't know what date it is. I just know that there's that 7-year period that started in 2012. So the Mayans are always right. We know this. And it's the end of the world. So we should probably wrap up the podcast around December or so, just so we have enough time to hang out with our family before the apocalypse.
You're gonna wrap up Science Baby, right?
Yes, because it isn't mostly wrapped up already. I suspended our Patreon page because we weren't doing it enough. I was like, I feel bad taking money from people because Amy doesn't want to do more podcasts with me. That's not true. She's just very, very busy. She would love to do more. End of the world.
Her plate. She just needs a new plate.
Plates are good. Plates are good.
Slightly bigger one.
Slightly bigger.
I also need a bigger plate.
Everybody needs a bigger plate. Can't hurt to have bigger plates.
Up until a point where, say, the plate is too big, it becomes unwieldy, and thus it's not useful anymore.
So, Fight Club style, you're on your knees, you just gave me your driver's license. This is the last year that you're going to exist. What do you want to be? What do you want to do? What do you want to do the last year of your existence?
Fighting robots.
What does that mean? You want to create them? You want to watch them?
He wants to fight a robot.
You want to be fight one?
Do a ring with a robot.
I could do either.
This is it, man. You might as well pick something.
That would be so hard to decide what to do.
Ah, oh, crap.
The guy has a gun to your fucking head, and he says, what do you want to do?
I don't, it's hard to do without that gun situation happening.
It's 2019. It's the effective gun is in the air that we're going to die when the poles shift. I don't know, man.
I think it's a good question. I'm just saying, I don't know. It'd be hard to answer. And if you knew you had 1 year, it would be hard to pick.
I think I have a pretty easy answer. I'd want to do two chicks at the same time. If the world is ending, I think I could make that happen.
Does it have to be your wife?
I'd appreciate her being there, but
mathematically, but
what?
Well, unless your wife was cloned, I suppose. I guess that's possible.
Absolutely, right there. You start cloning people.
I said one of them couldn't be your wife.
Oh, I thought you said none of them. I thought you said none of them could be. I was like, wait, what? Did something happen you're not telling me?
I don't know.
Your wife is gone.
I ate her.
Okay, well, I'm the only one who had an answer. Adam wants to fight robots.
Either that or make fighting robots. I'm not sure which.
You have a year, you're going to do it? I like it. All right.
I definitely wouldn't go to work anymore.
I don't think anybody would go to work.
Probably, like, hang out at home and chill out a lot. Everyone knows? People are going to be killing each other, streets explosions.
But hang on, everyone knows the way that we know right now based on the Mayan calendar. Most people don't believe it because they're clueless. They don't understand the actual Mayan techniques. But we understand it, so we know. Because that's a different question if everybody knows, because that's going to be fucking mayhem and anarchy.
Yeah.
If everyone knows, we just have to hold out for a few weeks. I mean, a huge amount of the world is going to commit suicide.
You think
because
so?
They're going to be like, yeah.
I think so.
Really? But they got till the end of the year. Why are they going to wait till...
I think they just can't deal with the fact that, like, something's going to happen to them and they know it and they can't do anything about it. I think people would. There'd be a lot.
I think drug use would skyrocket.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of drinking for sure. And other shit, I'm sure, too. I might even have a beer or two.
Slow down, buddy. Slow down.
I know.
That adds to Ryan's thing, or Adam's thing. I'm going to be drunken robot fighting.
Ooh, that sounds good, too.
Yeah, how do you make the robot drunk, Adam?
You're going to program drunkenness into it.
You just give him a liver.
Why was I made with one liver? And why do you keep stabbing my liver in the fighting process?
Oh, that's good. It's protected by, like, Adam, I want you to just continue delivering stuff. But deliver it all wrong.
Don't I do that already?
And I watch you sitting in the back opening people's packages and just giving it to people. So, you look like you could use this phone, sir. And then I want you to walk into the place where the Asian dude is, like, jerking off, that you like hanging out with, and just sit down next to him.
I want you to rip the box open and in broad daylight sit on that box and take a jump.
Oh, shit. Adam, did you... Okay, go ahead, Dave. Sorry, I'll find it for video.
No, I was just saying, just sit next down next to him and say, I've got a package for you.
Oh, no, I'm not
going to. Oh, shit, yeah.
There was a show. Was it a show? I think it was a show, maybe a movie, where it was the end of the world. Everybody knew it, but there's like one guy that just kept coming to work.
Oh, it was a movie.
What was it?
Did they feel fine?
And he, Seth Rogen movie.
Was that it? And he's like, eh, what else are we going to do? But nobody else would go to work. And he's like, because there's no reason to go to work. The world's in. But he just kept going to work.
Are you thinking about the British one? There's a British one.
It might have been a British show. It feels British to me.
Bar at the End of the World. Something like that.
That's the restaurant at the end of the world. And that's a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I don't know. It was fun. But that's what made me think of that. Like, if people did know, there would be a certain amount of people that just went on with their daily lives normally because that's what they're used to.
Fuck. I can't find it. So there's a video. You know how people have cameras up in front?
Yeah.
They show a delivery person walking. Had the phone, looked at the package, just threw the package at the door, walked back towards their vehicle, and then just popped a squat right there on the driveway.
Wait, what?
Just got down.
Why?
Because they just didn't think that they were on fucking camera.
But
I think they just decided to shit there or piss there. And
no, there had to be some maleficence going on there. Because if I have to take a shit and I don't know there's a camera around, I'm still not going to probably just take a shit. I'm going to find a place to go to take a shit.
You'd be surprised if you really have to go.
I've had to go many times.
Do you have your pee bottle?
I've had to run into churches, just random churches before, and be like, can I use your bathroom?
It's just like, Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Churches are really nice. They usually let you use their bathroom. They're my go-to on runs.
I go to the hospital.
That's a good one, too.
Although, yeah, female Amazon delivery driver was caught on clothes squatting and weeing in a person's driveway, blah, blah, blah. In Maryland, uses it. Okay. It's that lady.
She must have hated like that person, or just not liked them, or something. Otherwise, I don't understand that.
Had to go.
I think she just really had to go.
What the fuck?
You know, and they're on a tight schedule, and like, you're like,
walk a little faster.
It's hard in like the country section, like areas, because there's no bathrooms out there.
But you know what? Fucking stop on the edge of the road and go in the fucking woods. That's fine.
Yeah, that's more than
driveway. I'm sure that's happened.
That would make more sense to me.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's natural. Like, go shit in the woods. That's natural.
Does the Pope shit in the woods?
I think so.
Dave, too, you said you were watching the second season of Sabrina. Did you watch much of it yet?
I think I've watched the first 3 episodes.
I've been feeling kind of sick, so I watched most of it yesterday. It's actually pretty good. I like the world that they created. So, Adam, good job.
On Sabrina,
kind of fun world to play in.
Yeah.
Which one are you talking about?
Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
The new chilling adventures of Sabrina or something. It's pretty dark, actually. It's much
The one they were going to put on CW, but it was too dark for CW, so they put it on Netflix.
Is that true? Is that what they decided? Huh.
She was supposed to be on Riverdale.
They do talk about Riverdale a lot.
Yeah. She was supposed to show up. It was supposed to be a spinoff coming out of Riverdale. She was supposed to do a 2-episode arc there. And, hi, I'm the exchange student. And
well, I was also
really dark.
I was also thinking that, like, it's normal for them to talk about how much they worship the devil. And so I could see people who are Christians be like, what the fuck? They're just talking openly about how much they worship the devil.
Right? There's nothing
that's all
wrong
the show
about.
Is.
That is all the show is. Like, let's find new ways to spin the fact whenever we use lingual, but God in heaven and hell.
Has he ever asked you to do a devotion before? Oh yeah, what was your devotion? Well, I had to write a letter to a guy who used to like me. You know, just like
yeah, it's
he asked me to steal a pack of gum.
A spoiler. No, I'm scared.
Yep. Total spoiler.
Okay.
Never watched the original that one.
Either did I. That's why I wasn't very keen on it, but Adam said it's really good, you should watch it, so I watched it.
I watched the first season.
Yeah, so I think the second season's better. They ramp up the world building kind of thing, so.
How do you have so much time for television?
I told you I was sick the last 2 days and I just watched
it. Talking about Adam.
Oh. I don't. It's been out for a year.
It's only 8 hours if you think about it. That's not that long for to get through a series. Like, if you're sick for one day, you can get through it.
Right?
Oh, shit. I forgot Adam was on vacation this week.
No, I'm not.
That was 2 weeks
ago. I had 2 days off. Vacation.
Always on vacation.
Well, if you have tomorrow off, think about lunch. I think all of us are having lunch somewhere. Probably pizza, huh, Ryan?
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably true.
You guys come downtown, I'll meet you.
What the fuck are you doing downtown? Oh, that's right. You gotta go
to where I work.
Yeah. Hey,
I had today off instead.
Did you guys know that sometimes our wives get together and talk about us?
Oh, yeah.
Do they talk about me?
How come when we get together, we don't talk about them? We talk about fun shit. When they get together, all they do is talk about us.
We talk about what's important to us, right? What's super important? You talk about movies and TV and stuff that makes you happy. And they talk about us because we're the most important things to them.
Dave's got a point.
I don't know about that. You're implying that movies and TV are more important than your wife.
I know, but I'm also saying that because my wife's going to listen to this tomorrow. So I'm playing a deadly game.
A dangerous game. I think the truth of it is because they don't get together as much, so the thing that they have in common the most frequently is that their husbands get together.
Is that we get together much? That's kind of
so
sad.
Can at least go like, hey, did your husbands go to somewhere on Tuesday recently? Yeah, me too.
It's kind of sad.
And
it's
like, oh, this is funny. I hate when they do that. And then they're like, me too. And they go, all right, let's talk more about our husbands. You know the other thing they do?
Dave, too, is always leaving before the kids go to bed, that asshole.
And he gets so angry. Sometimes I think, he's going to do.
It's just like, what time does D&D on Tuesday start? And they're like, everyone gets there, you know, around 7:45, 8 o'clock, right? What time's Dave get there? Oh, he leaves right from work and gets there. He gets there at like 5-something.
No, I'm not Mickey.
Mickey does get there super early because he's like, I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. Yeah. Except for last night, that son of a bitch didn't show up.
Yeah, why would he not show up?
What?
That's fucking weird.
Pantless bastard.
Is it because you told him to put pants on?
I'm going to bust his balls tomorrow and be like, dude, why didn't you fucking show up? We made characters and shit.
Have you guys ever gone to a drive-thru without your pants on?
Absolutely.
Like drive-through theater?
There's no such thing as a drive-through theater, you son of a bitch.
Yes, I 100% have. I have gone out, be like, he wants some fucking Taco Bell, and I just go, what I'm wearing, and I just go get in the car and just drive there.
All right.
Like, okay, cool. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Ryan, have you?
I have not.
I haven't, but like it does remind me of. So I've been running downstairs recently.
Without pants?
What does that mean, you've been running downstairs?
I'm trying to figure out what he means by it. It's not that confusing.
It was said poorly. But, so I run on a treadmill downstairs, I've been doing that, and like, as part of that, I get my headphones, I get my shoes, and I get shorts. And, like, sometimes I'll get my headphones and the shoes and I'll forget the shorts. And I'm like, ah. Oh. Because, like, I just want to get on it, like, while I got the information. And I'm annoyed. And I've thought to myself, like, why do I even bother wearing shorts? You know what I mean? Like, I could just go run in my undies. Nobody's going to be down there. Who the fuck cares?
That's true.
But I haven't done it yet because it just seems weird.
Like, I like that. The fact that you're in your house, in the basement, like, basically protected from everything, and you're just like, man, I really gotta wear my shorts. I'm just like,
it is weird.
It seems natural. I understand. Yeah.
To cover yourself up, it seems natural. No, to Ryan.
When you're running, like, you don't seem to, you don't think about running. Like, I would never run just naked. My slong would be going all over the place.
Well, certainly not. I would definitely not. Even if it was more convenient, man. I would take the time to get some.
At least, you have never felt underwear. The joy of running until you have run naked.
Dave, too, have you ever went through a drive-thru with no pants on?
No.
Interesting. I have. Yeah, I have as well.
These fucking prudes?
And in fact, like, every morning when I get the boys in the car, I don't usually wear underwear or pants out there. I just wear underwear. And I put the voice in there.
I think, like, if someone saw you, they'd
They
think,
see
like,
me all the time. They wave. They're just boxers. They look like, basically, they look like.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's the difference, is the boxers versus whitey tighties, you know what I mean?
Aw, come on. I'm not four. I don't wear whitey tighties anymore. Right.
I think if you went out in whitey tighties in your car and someone looked at you, they'd be like, this is a weird pervert dude who, like, gets his rocks off by driving around with no pants on. Like, you know what I mean?
Whatever.
I do think so.
All right. Well, basically,
he's gonna up his game. He's gonna go through the drive-thru with no pants on, and then he's gonna have his dick out the fucking.
Pretty sure that's illegal.
Well, no, it's in the car. If someone looks into your car,
it's still probably like exposing. You don't want us exposing ourselves.
It happened when I worked at McDonald's.
Really?
No, not to me. I didn't have the
schlong out.
No, there was a guy that would come through our drive-thru and would literally, that's all he had on was his boxers, and then he would just open up the flap as he's driving by and, you know, trying to get whatever, the girls in the drive-thru.
Was this an Osseo?
Maple Grove.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Billy. He's always doing shit like that.
But we had to call the cops after, you know, the second time he showed up.
Yeah, I could
first
that.
Time, fool me once.
Okay. Second time, call the cops. So, as a homework assignment, I want you three to go to a drive-thru this week with no pants on.
Oh, no.
Done.
Good job, Adam.
I'll think about it. I don't really have a problem with it. It's actually just rare for me to be hungry and not wearing pants already.
I thought he was going to say hung.
What do you mean it's rare for you to be hungry and not wearing pants?
I wear pants usually until about when I go to bed.
Oh, yeah. See, that's really? Different. I take my pants off at the front door.
Oh, God. As soon as I'm in the house.
Oh, yeah, dude.
No, I'm pretty much pants on until bedtime. I think it's just more convenient that I had them on already. Although, yeah. I do like putting a jammer on once in a while. I don't do it enough. I really don't.
If I don't wear shorts to work, I change into shorts right away, usually. And sometimes if there's no shorts that are clean, you don't need to wear any of them.
Well,
Jesus Christ, I guess we lost
new
everybody.
Challenge now.
Yeah, new challenge. It's the
new challenger.
It's the equivalent of the ice bucket challenge. We'll see if it catches on.
We gotta record it then. That's how that one goes viral. There has to be videos of it. Hey guys, this is Chris. I'm going to the drive-thru today doing the no pants challenge. All donations go to some charity.
Charity of me.
No pants. And I got a taco.
Eating my taco. Woo! Yeah.
All right.
That's just weird.
I want to tag Dave in this one. Dave, time for you to do your no pants challenge.
Can I?
Yeah, I still think it'll work. I tried it.
I think you're right.
I don't think it'll work.
I think you're right. Can I tell you guys about my haircut experience?
Does it involve no pants?
No, it does not, unfortunately.
I got the haircut with no pants on.
Don't worry about it, sir. I'll be fine. So I went to get a haircut today because it's going to be, you know, Avengers tomorrow. I want to look nice and sharp.
National Haircut Day.
And I went to my normal place, which is like it's a chain. It's like Fantastic Sam's or something like that. It's close and convenient, right? I usually go there. And I walk in, and there's like three people working, two people cutting hair, one person walking around. Nobody greets me. Nobody says hi, takes my name. Nobody does shit. So I stand there for like 3 minutes. Nobody still does shit. And usually they at least put your name down so you're in queue so that like if somebody else comes in, you know, you're not like at the back of that. A lady finally comes over and she says, are you guys cold or are you hot? Should I open the door? Are you hot? And I was like, I just want a haircut. And she said, I'll open the door. Then she opened the door and went and sat down. So I was like, you know what? I don't want a haircut this bad. I'm going to leave. So I fucking left. And I didn't feel bad about leaving. And I was driving away and I see this place called Haircut City. And I'm like, holy shit, Haircut City? That's exactly what I need. I've never been to Haircut City before. So I roll up to Applebee's and I park in the Applebee's drive-thru and I walk across the street to Haircut City. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Barbershop, but I walked in and like the record player went...
Yeah!
I was the only white dude amongst 12 people in that place. It was definitely a traditional barbershop. And we're not black. We are not in the black community, but that the barbershop is a big kind of place for... black males in the black community. You know, you hang out there, you talk, it's a place, right?
You play chess.
Yeah.
See, I don't know this. Is it like of all ages or?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, pretty much. In fact, it's frowned upon for women to go into a barbershop because it's kind of like seen as a guy's hangout where you can shoot the shit. You can talk openly. It's kind of like a circle of trust, right? And the same thing with female beauty salons, whatever they call them. That's the same type of thing. Men generally don't go in there. And so, yeah, I mean, the dude was super nice. He's like, hey, you want a haircut? I'm like, yeah, I want a haircut. And I went and sat down, and it's the kind of place where, I mean, white hair and black hair is very usually pretty much different. The other places, I don't think they've ever used a scissors in their life. They just all raise, you know, razors, shaving and stuff, which is fine. It works for me. It works for everybody else. And then, like, they don't ask you if you want product in your hair. Everybody wants product in their hair, so they start putting product in your hair. And I'm like, all right, fuck it, roll with it. Win for Rome, right? When you're at Rome, do as the Romans do. Guy was super nice. The haircut took, like, 30 minutes, which is 20 minutes longer than it needed to. But like I said, that's what you do at these type of places, right? You talk, you shoot the shit.
That's all you do is you just talk the entire time.
The dude across from was, like, singing. There was super loud music and super loud, like, soul music down. That was pretty – it was fun. It was good music.
You go back?
Honestly, I would because they were so nice and I want to, like, support their business because it's not, like, a chain, right? But it was, like, 3 times the price as the other place.
Oh, really? I wonder if that was just for the white guys.
It says black price, white price.
That doesn't say shit. They just, you know.
Now that I mention it, I think it was about $20. And the other place is like 10, or it's like 18. So it's close, actually. It wasn't too bad. I usually give like a $5 tip or something like that. But I think they're all independent kind of contractors within that place because they each have their own register. They each have their own little till or electronic device and stuff. So. Hmm.
Did you get a hot towel?
They probably just rent space.
Yeah.
And
hot towel.
It was an option, but I did not get it. It was additional more money. But the dude gave me his card. It was pretty sweet. I've never been to a barber where they gave me their card. He's like, Master Barber on it and stuff. He's like, give me a call next time you want to cut. And, you know, call ahead of time. I'll put you in.
That's cool.
How does one become a master barber?
I don't know. It was pretty sweet. We just talked about sports the whole time, basically. We talked about the Twins, and we talked about some basketball.
See, now, that would be cool if you show up and go like, all right, cool. Yeah, I would like to get a haircut. Okay, cool. What's your area of expertise on your – what do you like to talk about? And it's like, I like to talk about sports. And I'd be like, next. It's like, okay, I like to talk about, songs. Ugh, gross. Next. And I'm like, I like to talk about movies and comic books. And I'm like, sir, you have my business.
It is my first haircut from a master barber, however, so that's pretty sweet. Right.
Sounds fun.
It was, and that made me want to go back, but it also made me not to be like, oh, the white dude's back. All right, woo, white dude back.
Yeah, it's sort of a weird feeling of, like, not belonging, but, like, wanting to belong, but then... maybe like not wanting to want to belong, and then you're like, fuck it. It's
well, weird. Not wanting to want to belong.
Well, also feeling like you're intruding in some ways, you know?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. But honestly, it was, I thought it was fine. It was great. Like I said, he could have been done in 10 minutes, but he's just like, rrr, rrr, rrr. So what's going on? You know, what do you think about the Twins? I heard they won. Rrr, 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 rrr. Took a while. It was fun, though. It was a good time.
You said, man, you want a fade. You should have got a cool fade.
At one point, I did tell the guy, I was like, you know, in the back, there's not much left. I might just like shave it all off one day and be done with it. He's like, why you want to do that? And I was like, oh fuck, maybe I shouldn't do that. He's like, yeah, what do you think, you look good in a bald head? I was like, probably not. He's like, yeah, don't do that.
It's like, your head looks like shit, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, he said, I can't do that either, that's why I wear a baseball hat. I was like, all right, whatever.
I like that guy.
He gives you his haircut and he's like, and here's a baseball cap for the road. Just cover that shit up.
Did you talk with the other patrons or bartenders, or was it crowd?
Yeah, it wasn't a bar, Ryan. You racist son of a bitch. Like a bar.
Wait, there's no racial stereotype I know of related bars. Anyways, but did you talk to others?
What? Irish people?
I made a lot of eye contact with a dude that was getting his hair cut across from me because we were there for a half hour, and his guy was like singing like really loud into his like scissors or his razor, like he was like super singing like la la la. So he was look, giving me looks, and I was giving him looks like, yeah, this is kind of fucked up and fun, huh? And I talked to the owner guy, who was like really nice and said, come on back, thanks for checking us out. So, you know, because they're new, they opened in like January, but. It was fun.
I think I'd be irritated if someone was singing while cutting my hair.
It was super loud, though. Like, the music was super loud.
That's cool.
So you didn't really... I know what you're saying, but that's supposed to be part of the, like, ambiance or the...
Right. But I just think I would probably not want that.
I understand. I understand completely.
I wouldn't mind. I actually would like, if I could, like, get my hair cut and be like, I just want to listen to everybody else. Shut your mouth. We had an arrangement, you know, like, hey, Mr. Master Haircutter, here's how this is going to work. You're going to shut your mouth to cut my hair while I'm entertained by everything going on.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'd be like, yes, Master, anything else you want, Master?
I wouldn't do it to anyone of any race. My preference is to allow my hair to be cut without much participation.
Ryan is equal opportunity, asshole.
Goes over his head. The robot doesn't... And then he just takes the helmet off and leaves. You'd rather have the robot cut his hair.
But I recommend it. If anybody wants a haircut, go there. It cost me $25. The other place cost me $20. So honestly, just for being an independent place, I would pay $25. But again, it was kind of a awkward, weird feeling. So, and I only get my hair cut like once a month, where a lot of people get it cut like every week or every 2 weeks. So
yeah, people want it clean. They want that clean look, man.
Yep. And I've never been about that. You know that.
Mind about that life.
Yeah,
you spend too much time shaving it. You don't have time to get your hair cut.
That's funny.
Well,
Ryan's beard looks pretty great today.
I might shave it off tomorrow, actually.
For Avengers, you should. Captain America is fucking clean shaven in this movie.
Maybe I'll just clean it up.
Camera's a little dark. I can't tell.
Why does it gotta be dark?
Oh, yeah. Fucking God.
Tonight, Ryan's going to go run pantsless.
In the dark.
Feel the joy of running pantsless on the treadmill. He's going to wear a t-shirt, though, for some reason.
I'm going to be eating that hamburger I got at McDonald's, too, with metal pants on. I'll be running. That'll be the combo.
That's just...
And what do you listen to while you're running?
I listen to audiobooks.
Really? Yeah. That's boring.
It's why?
Not.
It's like listening to anything else.
I listen to podcasts. People would call that boring.
It's similar to podcasts, and I've listened to podcasts before, but...
No way.
I actually like listening to podcasts, but I just happen to be listening to an audiobook now, and it happens to be quite long, so it's just the way it is for until it's done, and then I'll listen to something else. But I've listened to an older book. I've listened to... What's it called?
Cyclops Adventures.
Tavi.
Tavi and the Cyclops Adventures.
No, but that fucking Tavi's really good. You should read that shit. It's, what's that called? I can't remember. It's such a good book.
Game of Tavi.
Cryptonomicon. So it's an old book, but it's actually kind of good. It's pretty funny. I like it.
Wait. It's written and it's funny?
There's funny parts, but it's not trying to be a humorous book. Those books are terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, there's just moments that of levity in the good book.
The best part for me about reading a book while you run is if it's good, and I would only let myself read it or listen to it while I'm running. So if it's really good, you don't want to stop, and you're like, "Fuck, I want to see what happens next. I better go for another mile."
That I can understand.
No, it's a true motivation, though. Even the fact that you know you can listen to it when you begin as well. Like, I'm like, oh, all right, I don't really feel like exercising tonight. And then I say, like, okay, but I should. And I'll put my headphones on. I'll be listen to my story. And then all of a sudden it starts to sound fun because I like listening to my stuff. So then it's pretty nice to have that motivation.
It is.
And it's pretty pretty cheap, too, you know. It's a good
motivation. So Waterford Down is probably out.
Waterford?
Watership Down?
No, Waterford.
Watership Down?
Welcome to Waterford Down.
Right, with fucking rat with the rabbits and shit. Yeah, if you're done with Cryptonomicon, Snow Crash is really good by Neil Stephenson.
Oh yeah, I remember. That was his first one, wasn't it? Ouch.
Well, it was his first big one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll check it out. Yeah, I did enjoy it. This one, it's sort of weird because they talk about technology and stuff, and it's kind of dated in a sense, but it's also like actually not that dated for being about technology, so it's been a pleasant surprise in that way. And there's a little historical stuff in it,
right,
which is good.
Cool.
But yeah. Tavi, yeah, that book's so good. Furies of Calderon. Oh man, I recommend it.
Furies of Calderon.
I actually might want to read that again.
So does he get pissy? Is that why it's called Furies?
Those are the names of... Anyway, I can't give it away. I can't give it away. You have to learn for yourself. Does anybody read anymore? That's a true question.
I do.
It depends on what I'm doing. What's the last book I read? That's a good question. What's the last book I read? Like, read, or like, listen to audiobook read?
Right. I think you can Ryan answer it and say, I don't read, but I audiobook read. That would be fair.
I will say that I think for people, reading, it goes in like a weird line where when you're young, you discover that reading's really cool and you get really into it, and then you like take periods off for a long time, and then you like rediscover it's really cool for a long time. I kind of do that where I go up and down in valleys, and these valleys are like years long, so.
I can hear that. I'm the same way with things like chess. I'm playing chess now. I played chess every like 6 months for several years. On and off, and then like I took 6 years off, and then I played again for a while. It's like,
you know what usually happens when I read is I get like 2 chapters in and I think, God, this is really good, this is really fun, I feel like I should be creating something. Like I get inspired to create more than ingest, so I'm like, I think it makes me want to write more or do something more that's fun.
Yeah, I actually agree with that. I have a hard time not doing things, but I feel like reading, when I do it, I like in that what it does is allows me to transition better. So get home from work and you're kind of thinking about work problems and your head's in a place where you're like not focused. This is me.
Yeah, so that's not me, buddy.
Not me.
That's definitely not Dave too, don't worry about it. He leaves his work on the bus. He's like, he doesn't fucking know it.
But for me, I do get caught up in that kind of stuff or whatever it is, and to just like, it's almost like a brain disconnect where you engage in this thing, you totally disconnect, and then you pause for a second and you're just kind of like, you're fresh, and you can then, if you do the next thing, I think it's a good recharge to,
okay, sure, I'll buy that, because you're I think you're activating a different part of your brain that's just like, it's, you're not thinking about stuff, you're just taking stuff in, like purely, you're not like trying to do a bunch of different stuff.
Well, but it's intense enough where you need to focus, where you can focus so you forget the other things, you know what I mean? Sure. At least for a moment.
I'll buy that. For those of you who enjoy Paradox Games, they just released a new one. Imperator Rome is out.
I saw that.
Crusader Kings 2 engine that uses it. That's pretty. I've played about 2 hours. It seems pretty fun. For me, I don't think any of you would enjoy it, just so you know.
That's more of a guess what I'm playing announcement.
Well, I gave a copy of Crusader Kings 2 to Dave 4, and he's enjoying it. He's put a lot of time into it this last couple weeks, it looks like.
Which one's day four?
Day four? I don't know if you've ever met day four. Yeah.
Met him once, I thought.
He was last online 9 minutes ago.
Ooh.
Let's look at his profile. See how much he's played. 32 hours since April.
Fuck.
54 hours in the last 2 weeks. So he's put some time into it. I told him, man, it's going to be suck up your life. It's really fucking fun, though. That's a lot. 54 hours in 2 weeks? Holy shit. It's more than I do. Yeah.
I do feel like it's fun to get really into things.
Me too.
And what I mean by that is, like, I think it's, like, you can do things casually, but from time to time, it's fun to really get into things. And I think a lot of us do that. Like I think people get into movies and D&D and stuff. But I think it's enjoyable to, like, really feel super interested in something. And it's a good feeling. And it's... And video games can do that. Good ones.
It's true.
That's my statement.
Where are you going with this?
It's fun to get into things.
Well, I'm thinking that I should get into something. I should find a game, find a book.
I suggest your wife.
Supposedly when they met last weekend and they talked about us, that was the topic of conversation.
Oh, really? Ryan is a beta and he wants people to get into his wife? Is that what they...
Not beta.
Just wear beta shirts.
It's all like an erotic release thing.
Right? It's funny, and you know.
It's the second letter of the alphabet.
So basically, should we allow them to get together since all they do is talk about us? Maybe we should forbid it.
Hell no.
Mm-hmm. We could tell them that there's cooking and laundry that needs to be done.
How well would that work for your wife?
It wouldn't, but she's got a good sense of humor, so I can say
right,
these things.
Exactly. If you say it in a fun way, it's fine.
Exactly.
If Ryan were to say it with the back of his hand, then it might be taken a different way.
That's not in public. Leave that alone. Right. I fell again.
She fell down the stairs.
Stop making excuses for him!
Ryan says I can only talk about my falling issues.
I'm very klutzy.
Ryan only... I'm going to go downstairs, fucking run.
With no pants on.
Pants on. If I don't come back up here and there isn't fucking dinner on the table, it's really fucking hell to pay.
This is going sideways. We should end soon. Anybody else got anything else to mention before we get done with this?
I'm tired.
Dave, why are you going to work tomorrow? That's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I had a day off today because of an appointment, so... I'm doing an interview tomorrow, so...
Okay, those are valid reasons.
You should have moved the appointment to Friday, and then you should have done your interview today.
Yeah, I didn't think about it when I set this appointment.
All right, well, I think that could do it for us. If anybody wants to have pizza lunch with us tomorrow, let us know. Ryan will set something up and feed whoever comes, so that's good. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Hey, Chris. Check us out on Facebook at the Next Door. Also, we've got a website called GeeksNextDoor.xyz. And if you're so inclined, Dave Miller, why don't you give us an email at at GeeksNextDoorFTW, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com. And check out Twins on Twins.
All right, man. Thanks. Everybody have a good week. Enjoy Game of Thrones. Enjoy adventures. And we'll be all sad next week together. All right? Have a good week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Good job, Adam.
No, good job to you.